My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed, for the Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. At the end of Mary's life on earth, after her death, she was assumed to heaven with glorified body. That is what we are celebrating today, Assumption of Blessed Mother. This infallible dogma was declared by Pius XII in 1950. Before Jesus died on the cross, he gave his mother to us, and she became our spiritual mother, and we became brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed Mother, the greatest intercessor for us all. Remember, the first miracle Jesus performed, changing water into wine at a wedding feast in Cana, Galilee. Blessed Mother came to know they are running out of wine. That is a big shame for the bride and the groom and the host of the wedding. So Blessed Mother approached her son. Son, they need your help. They are running out of wine. So Jesus said, Mother, it is not my time yet. Then Blessed Mother turned to the servants and told them, do whatever my son asked you to do. He asked them to fill the jars with water and change that water into wine. That is why she is very powerful intercessor. She knows our needs and wants. Of course, we have to approach her to intercede for all of us every single day of our life. We know that Blessed Mother appeared in different parts of the world, different times, in Fatima, Lourdes, and appeared to Juan Miguel Diego in Guadalupe, Mexico, and so on. In early 16th century, Blessed Mother appeared with her son to a Hindu boy in Belankarni, a small village in Tamil Nadu, India. So many people in India, even today, they raise cows and sell milk. and they knew on it. And this boy was bringing milk to a customer. At that time, there were no roads. He had to walk barefoot for miles. So this boy carrying the pot and filled with milk, and he's tired a little bit. So he rested under a banyan tree near a pond. So a lady came with a child and asked this Hindu boy, "Could you please give some milk for my son?" The boy did not hesitate. He gave some milk to Blessed Mother. And then he continued his journey to the village, to the customer. And he was thinking, "What shall I do? I am a little bit late. Then I don't have the pot filled with milk." So he was afraid. And when we got there, he apologized for the delay and told what happened. "I'm very sorry. I'm supposed to deliver you this pot filled with milk, but it is not." A lady with a boy approached a son, approached me for milk for her son. So I gave some. And the customer opened the pot, and pot was filled with milk. So he was also a Hindu. He asked the boy, "Bring me where you found this lady and boy." And he brought him there, and Blessed Mother appeared to both of them. Few years later, Blessed Mother with child appeared to a lame young man. Both of his limbs were lame. He just crawled from place to place. And he was selling buttermilk in the same village, a different location. And buttermilk is very common in India, especially if you live in tropical weather, like hot like this, it is very soothing. So people buy and drink it to quench their thirst. So this lady with the child approached the boy, "Could you please give me some buttermilk for my son?" So he gave some buttermilk without any charge. So then the lady told him, "Please go to this wealthy man in the town," now Patna, I was there, about 5 kilometers, "and tell this wealthy man, wealthy captain, to build a chapel for me where I appear to you and talk to you." So he tried to guard up, and he was healed. Both of his legs were normal, and he went and walked to this wealthy man, and he said, "I had a vision about her." So he accompanied him back to the place where she appeared to him and built a small chapel with thatch. So this incident was rumored all over the place, and people began to go to that place, slowly becoming bigger and bigger. And later on, Portuguese were traveling on trade to India, coming towards my home state, coming through the Bay of Bengal. So there was a heavy storm, and their ship was wrecked. And the local fishermen saved them and brought them to this chapel. And they believed Blessed Mother helped and saved their lives. So they built a permanent small chapel. So this place began to grow. More and people are coming to this place of pilgrimage. Not only Christians, Hindus, and Muslims. And now, this is the largest pilgrimage center in the entire India. And they built big, big basilica to accommodate people. They built a huge tent. It can accommodate about 5,000 people. So I was there. So I have been there many times. It's about 9 hours of drive from my home to where I'm running. My family goes every year. It is a very special place. And it's amazing. When you look around, you see Hindus, Muslims go there to venerate Blessed Mother. And of course, we may have our own small miracles. I am a miracle boy. And when I was 3 years old, I had dysentery. It happened in 1946. There was no medication at that time. My house is in a small island. The doctor used to come every single day and inject me with penicillin. It won't do much good. I was just skin and bone, dehydration. I couldn't eat anything. I couldn't hold food. Just barley water and few barleys. Even that I couldn't hold. I was so much dehydrated, I went into a coma. So everybody was thinking I may die any day. So my mother never gave hope. She prayed to Blessed Mother every single day and told Blessed Mother, if my son get well, I will bring him to the local nearby pilgrimage place and offer to you. And a few days later, I opened my eyes, began to get better, hold the food in my stomach, and became better and better and better. Now I am here, 74 years old man. So today after the morning mass, one lady came to me, similar story. So even there are little miracles happen. So always remember, Blessed Mother, our greatest intercessor. Always pray to her. Never give up. Persevere. For whatsoever reason, I pray every single day, many times a day, because I have great wonderful devotion to her. I owe her a lot. My own life, I owe her. So that's why when we have that devotion to Blessed Mother, even when we say a rosary, once you think about it, we celebrate the mysteries of our redemption. Christ, birth, to his death and resurrection and ascension. Actually, Blessed Mother, bring us closer to Christ, our Lord. And finally, she will help us to get to our destination, to heaven. So pray, 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 and ask our Blessed Mother to intercede for all of us, whatever our needs are. And she will help us. And God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.